It is just past 8:34 in the morning. You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert with Antonia Juhas. And continuing on the theme of tech and politics and city policy that came up during our coverage of the San Francisco mayoral race, we're going to discuss a fight that will be happening in the city council chambers of Mountain View tomorrow night. The city is considering what critics call a tax on jobs. It is a per-employee tax, $200 per employee per year, that would target large employers. The biggest would be Google, which is headquartered in Mountain View. And this comes in the wake of a very similar fight that played out between the city of Seattle and Amazon just last month. Right now, we're joined by one of the chief proponents of that measure. Lenny Siegel is the mayor of Mountain View. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
And on the other side of the debate, Bruce Humphrey, he is the president and head of government affairs for the Mountain View Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Lenny, why don't you start out by making the rationale for the new policy? Why tax jobs?
Well, basically, here in Silicon Valley, the biggest threat to our employers and to our communities is the transportation housing crisis, that it's hard for employers to find employees and to retain them because the cost of housing is high. And our transit is thoroughly inadequate. People have mega commutes to get to work. So we're proposing a tax. It's not $200 on everybody. It's Google will pay nearly $200 under my plan. But, you know, like an employer with 500 employees would be paying $46 per employee. It's a sliding scale, so it's not as high as you said. But the idea is that the growth in employment that we've had here is causing the jobs housing imbalance, the housing shortage, and our traffic jams. And so we want to take a little bit of money back from the employers to help solve those problems. And we're talking about a tax that's less than 0.1% of the payroll of these companies.
Bruce, I'm assuming there's no debate that there's a transportation and housing problem in your city of Mountain View.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So then why do you think the tax is a bad way of addressing it?
Well, I want to start by saying that we acknowledge and understand that the business license tax hasn't been updated in decades and is in need of adjustment. However, I think that we believe that a little more analysis and input needs to be done to make sure that we get this right. We're in a unique position here in Mountain View because about 96% of our business population has under 50 employees. And, you know, as the mayor mentioned, about seven companies in Mountain View then would have to shoulder these revenue targets that have been established. And, you know, some might say that some would argue that that's a great fix to a very complex problem. But, you know, as the mayor also mentioned, you know, transportation and housing is an issue, and it's a regional issue that has been going on for quite some time. And so what we would like to see maybe is a little bit more analysis on different types of businesses. You know, for example, you know, hotels have different numbers of employees at different times, and we just want to make sure that we're not taxing employment, because we also believe that there's a very delicate ecosystem in the business community here in Mountain View. And what I mean by that is many of our small businesses rely on the influx of employees from a larger company to support their livelihood. And we also believe that that challenge would only increase during an economic downturn. So, you know, companies large and small, I mean, you would say that, you know, some of the larger companies you know, have deep pockets, but everyone tightens their belt during an economic downturn. And so I think since the city is also looking for a consistent, reliable source of revenue, I'm not sure that the tax on headcount is the way to go.
Well,
because
let's just interrupt for one quick second there, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Sorry, this is our co-host, Antonia Juhas. If the burden is particularly going to lay, as you said, on a very small number of companies, and these are companies that are well capable of handling larger taxation, for example, of course, Google. Why shouldn't they bear a larger financial burden, particularly a company like Google that is certainly capable of handling it? We know the numbers in the tens of billions yearly that is offshored by Google that doesn't even come into the local community.
Right, yeah, we're not arguing that they can't afford it, but what I think that we need to do is have some more realistic targets for this revenue. There's a $10,000 or $10 million model and a $5 million model, and you know our head tax hasn't been increased in decades, and so it's only bringing in about $260K a year, I believe, and we're trying to increase that by 10x, and we just feel that we know that there are a lot of multi-billion dollar projects that the city has planned, and we're not disputing that, but one, the city, we don't think, needs the money immediately, and so I think that there might be a better way to handle raising the funds for those projects specifically, like perhaps, you know, there is a public-private partnership where we go out to these companies and say, hey, you know, they want to get their employees to work as well. And so, you know, there might be some better ways that we can raise funds and better partner with the business community to overcome some of these obstacles.
Bruce, the population of Mountain View goes up by 25,000 people during the work days. The employers in your city benefit from the roads. They benefit from the services that are keeping those roads maintained. Why shouldn't they contribute to the public coffers?
They should.
So then it's very hard to get a specific understanding of what your problem with this is. You said the companies can afford it. You said you like what the city's spending it on. You just think a per employee tax is the wrong way to do it?
Well, I just think that we're kind of rushing to the implementation of this. I mean, I think that...
All right, let's put that to Lenny Siegel. Lenny Siegel, the issue that's been brought up by Bruce most consistently is that it needs to be studied more. How much have you studied it?
Well, we have studied it. We've been talking to the chamber. We've been talking to the businesses. They've raised a number of good issues. So, you know, one of the hotels came to a meeting and they said, we have a seasonal workforce, and we came up with a solution for that. Some of the companies said, you know, this is a big jump in 1 year, so we're phasing it in over 3 years. So we're trying to answer the kind of problems. One of the things that's a little tricky here is that because Google is, you know, almost 10 times as big as any other employer, it's not a question of whether Google can afford the tax, but we don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket because we're planning to bond against the tax revenue. So we're trying to come up with models that, you know, yes, Google will pay more than everybody else, and they may even end up paying a majority of the tax, but we don't want the numbers so high that we're so thoroughly dependent on one company. So we've been working all those things out, and the council is going to be meeting tomorrow night to come up with a plan that we'll do additional polling on, and we'll decide at the end of the month whether to put it to the voters in November. One of the big differences between what we're doing here and what Cupertino's considering, Cupertino's the home of Apple, is that we're talking about putting something on the ballot. In Seattle, they actually enacted a tax. So the process is a lot different here in California.
Lenny Siegel, let me ask a fundamental question. The problem economists have with a headcount tax, like you've proposed, is that it creates, however incrementally, a disincentive against employment. You mentioned a jobs housing imbalance in Mountain View. In your view, is it a problem if Google hires a few less people in your city as a consequence of this tax?
Well, it won't. I mean, it would be a sort of decline in the rate of increase with the amount of employment growth we've had. You drive around Mountain, you go down our main streets and look at our stores. Everybody has a help wanted sign, or as one employer says, a help wanted banner, because it's so hard to attract employees here. Our school districts can't recruit and retain teachers, and even Google is concerned in the long run about their ability to expand with all the offices they're building. So what we're doing is actually, I think it will improve the business climate, make it possible for our companies to grow, but grow at a steady pace, and in a way that benefits the entire community. So I don't see that as a problem at all. The biggest threat to our success is our success.
Bruce Humphrey, we gave Lenny Siegel the first word, so we'll give you the last word. You've got a minute.
Oh, okay. I think the only thing that I wanted to express is that we have been working with the city, and we truly appreciate all of the collaboration that has happened and is continuing to happen. And actually, you know, tomorrow night will be the test of what is really going to happen. The council will give direction to staff on how to what revenue targets we're going to be looking at. And, you know, after that discussion tomorrow night, I think that the business community and the chamber will be better in a better position to endorse or oppose the proposal. Again, I want to express that we're not saying that the business tax does not need adjusting. We think it does, but we just want a little bit more analysis on that, and especially with the different types of businesses that we have here in Mountain View.
That's the voice of Bruce Humphrey. He is the president and head of government affairs of the Mountain View Chamber of Commerce. Our understanding is they are opposing a measure that will come up at tomorrow night's Mountain View City Council meeting to impose a headcount tax on large employers that would cap out at $200 per year per employee, principally targeting the city's largest employer, Google. Also with us arguing in the affirmative, Lenny Siegel. He's the mayor of Mountain View. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.